reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Thomas, the name means twin, one of the 12, was absent when Jesus came into the room. The other disciples kept telling him, "We have seen the Lord." His answer was, "I'll never believe it without probing the nail prints in his hands, without putting my finger into the nail marks and my hand into his side." A week later, the disciples were once more in the room, and this time Thomas was with them. Despite the locked doors, Jesus came and stood before them. "Peace be with you," he said to them. Then to Thomas, "Take your finger and examine my hands. Put your hand into my side. Do not persist in your unbelief, but believe." Thomas said in response, "My Lord and my God." Jesus then said to him, "You became a believer because you saw me. Blessed are they who have not seen and have believed." The Gospel of the Lord. Whom did Thomas doubt? It wasn't Jesus. Matter of fact, the Gospel of John makes quite a bit of Thomas. And earlier in the Gospel, it is Thomas who, when Jesus proposes to return to Jerusalem in spite of opposition and plotting from the Pharisees and the priests, the Pharisees and the Sadducees, it is Thomas who says, "Let us go to Jerusalem and die with him." He obviously believed in Jesus. And even though he, with most of the rest of the disciples, except the beloved disciple, deserted Jesus in his hour of agony, when Jesus appears finally to him, he confesses freely, "My Lord and my God." Who is it then that Thomas doubts? Well, he doubts his fellow disciples, his fellow apostles. It is their word that he does not accept. And in light of the conclusion of this reading, "Blessed are those who do not see, but believe," the importance of trustworthiness and trusting becomes all the more apparent. We are blessed if, like Thomas, we do not see at first, but believe, rather unlike Thomas. But belief, in the sense of trust, trustworthiness, is so difficult for us as human beings. As children, we trust, at least most of us have had the blessing of trusting our parents, and then the teenage years come. Just this past weekend, I saw a movie, Moonrise Kingdom, about two preteens who run off together. One of the reasons is that the girl has discovered that her mother is cheating on her father, and she brings that up to her. We all have gone through that stage where we've begun to discover that our parents aren't the people that we thought they were, and we go through a period of not being able to trust them or anybody else. As we grow older, we see that our estimation of our parents was false, for the most part, and we once more trust them more than ever before. But it does put us in what we think of as the adult framework of not quite trusting others, finding it hard to trust others. And especially in our day with so many scams going on, people stealing credit cards, running internet scams, and even governments lying, cheating. It's very difficult indeed to trust. And yet, that is precisely what I think today's gospel is getting at. The importance of trusting, yes, not just Jesus in some far-off sense, but trusting in our fellow human beings, our fellow believers, to tell us in their lives and in their words the truth that they know about Jesus. I think St. Dominic was very well aware of this necessary part of preaching when he insisted that, like St. Francis, his followers live in poverty. Today we call it walking the talk. In other words, when you preach, if you're going to be effective, if you're going to be trustworthy, you must live what you preach. And Pope Francis is certainly trying to give us an example of that in his emphasis on poverty, but on living what the gospel says, not just preaching it with words, but living it in what we do. And perhaps that's the reason Thomas didn't believe at first. His fellow disciples were telling him what they had seen, but as yet it hadn't appeared there in their lives because the Holy Spirit had not yet come. But the Holy Spirit did come, and then they went out and gave their lives for the gospel and became truly credible. We too have received the Holy Spirit, and our challenge is to live so as to be credible proclaimers of God's forgiveness and God's mercy.